This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live?
Free
Talk Live, yes. How many different ways can the captain say Free Talk Live? I don't know, but we will find out eventually. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us here at Free Talk Live, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We're going to bring El Caneo back on with us in just a moment. Tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me remotely, it's...
me, Mark Edge, back from my long trip scouting out more freedom for you.
I just say you've been gallivanting. People are like, hey, where's Mark? He's gallivanting. It just sounds better than, I don't know.
It's hard to know.
Yeah, so before we get back to our ivermectin discussion, I just got to take care of some things. We have been talking basically the first hour about one of the six people known as the Crypto Six. They are preparing to take on the state with a prospective trial date sometime in May of 2022. We're preparing, or they are preparing, the defense of their liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency. And this would end up setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken as the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. And this is bad. This can't be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon innocent human beings. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn how you can join the fight to defend the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Visit thecrypto6.com.
Let's hope we defeat the war machine as opposed to defend it.
Indeed. I wanted to bring up the Crypto Six now for a couple of reasons. Yes, we generally read an ad for them or two during the show and that type of thing. But also, if you missed this bail hearing for Mr. Nobody that happened today or any of the previous hearings for any of the Crypto Six that have been publicly available on Zoom and that type of thing, we posted this one at thecrypto6.com. And by we, I mean somebody in our community who has the ability to do that took it upon themselves to put it up there. So, again, I had mentioned at the top of the hour talking about this that it's sometimes difficult to get a hold of this information. You have to email somebody in the government ahead of time to get the link, and you can't just go to a government website. Oh, look, there's the link. You can't just type in, you know, first name, last name, and find a link to the media. You have to. It's really weird the way it's set up. So we decided that if, you know, somebody's going to go and get the information, we should make it available to anybody following the Crypto Six, and thus it was put up at thecrypto6.com. So if you want to keep up to date with things that are happening with these folks, bookmark that URL, please. So without further ado, let's bring El Conejo back online with us. Now, we were talking a bit about ivermectin, and Mark, I know you brought in a bit about ivermectin for your show prep, and El Caneo had brought it up in his sort of larger topic of, you know, sort of tired of Google and these social media companies, you know, sort of giving you different results, or at least their preferred results instead of, well, actual preferred results. El Caneo?
Yeah. So I have a challenge to all the COVIDiots and mask holes out there who doubt me. I've got two websites here. One is a database of all hydroxychloroquine COVID-19 studies. Mm-hmm. There's 317 of them. 236 of them are peer-reviewed. 265 of them are comparing treatment and control groups. And it is C19HCQ.com. So all of you people out there who have for 8 to 10 months, maybe 12 months, been saying there's no studies for hydroxychloroquine and laughing it off as a joke, go to that site, look at all the studies, and then go to Google and try to find any one of those studies, typing anything you want, and you'll see that you're being manipulated. and stop being an idiot who's participating in the liquidation of the middle class globally and the largest transfer of wealth worldwide in all of our history, in the world's history. The second database is for all ivermectin COVID-19 studies. There's 101 of those. 67 of them are peer-reviewed. 60 with results comparing treatment and control groups. Go to c19ivermectin.com. Go on Google. This is your challenge. I lay the gauntlet down. You go on Google, and you try to find these studies, typing anything you want without going directly to the URL, and you will see that you're being lied to and you're participating glibly and gladly and laughingly in fascism, global fascism. And you people are ruining humanity. You're participating in the liquidation of everything that is good for the control
so,
by
can I have
the globalists, if you want to call them that.
I guess my question here
I hear you,
and I understand why you're mad, and I don't disagree with anything you've said, but I kind of I've gotten cynical over time, and one of the reasons is that it seems like we in the liberty community, we individualists, seem to want very badly for the world to think like we do, when we know they're not going to. You know, we're a small group primate, and the most important things to us is social status, breeding opportunities. We've seen this over and over again. I mean, like, there's anybody who thinks that human behavior doesn't have these two things going on really just doesn't understand humans. And it's all about how you fit into the social strata, like what you believe and what you say is all about that. So people will use, a search engine that they know is programming them and everyone else. They know that monopolies are bad. They went to school. They learned it. It'll come right out of their mouth. But then they'll go ahead and use this same search engine. I'm not saying Google's an evil company, but you might be able to get me to. But I will say this, is that, you know, once a company reaches market maker status, or you can use the term monopoly if somebody wants to use it. They're not a monopoly, but they're a market maker. Then
they control 98% of the search market, Mark, and they're a patent privilege monopoly. They're not a market phenomenon. They are a monopoly due to government intervention in the marketplace. Patents are evil. Conservatives need to realize that Facebook, Google, iPhone, all these companies, Jeff Bezos' grandfather was the director of DARPA. It's a private company, bro. That argument is BS.
All I'm
it's not libertarian. It's not free market.
Well, I wouldn't claim it's a free market. I'm claiming that humans aren't very good with markets. I'm saying the vast majority of people get the reality that they deserve. Now, we don't. And that's hard. And that's what you're angry about, and that's what I'm angry about. But as far as I'm concerned, if the vast majority, people should want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You want to get the shot, get a shot, get a shot. You want to do those things, do those things. But stop forcing other people to do it. Stop.
Exactly.
You know, that's the part that this really comes down to. Monopolies are defined by two particular features: high pricing. Now, I don't know what the pricing is with Google, but I hear that if you get something for free, you're the product. And poor customer service. I've never been able to call Facebook and get customer service, and I had all kinds of problems with them when I used them to market Free Talk Live. At one point, Free Talk Live, the page, had 19 million post views in a single week. 19 million post views made us an important content producer for Facebook. But did we ever get anything for it? No, we just got trouble, lots of trouble. The largest producer of the largest media company in the world doesn't produce content.
Can I leave on a happy note?
Sure, please.
I just want to say that the world's one of the world's most evil empires, perhaps the most evil empire that controlled half the world, seemed like it was inevitable and permanent, and it collapsed almost overnight in 1992, I believe. And it's because people withdrew their consent suddenly.
And that's the way we're going to get out of this, and there's no question about it. Thanks for the call tonight, El Conejo. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. More Free Talk Live is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounded Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Think about this for a minute. If the radio program is going to be live and we're going to be doing a bunch of talking, and really just have open phones so people could call in and talk as well. And most of the hosts are, well, nerds about freedom. What should we call the show? Mark, you got any ideas?
Let's call it Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a good idea. We should get a website and call it freetalklive.com.
Indeed.
What we should do. We've already done all this, if you're listening.
And you should keep an eye on freetalklive.com, because I happen to know good things are happening.
That's a bit of premonition coming from Mr. Edge.
Prescient, even.
Indeed. So this is Free Talk Live. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me remotely, it's
Mark Edge.
And we've been talking about many things. Before we go on, I just want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little more than a decade. That decade has seen some very remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general already. Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin, and maybe you've decided that it's finally time for you to learn about it. Well, Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin and you're using it or holding it or, you know, that type of thing, there is still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all of the news that's relevant at news.bitcoin.com. There is something for everyone, from the novice to the expert, at Bitcoin.com, and it's all on a very sleek and easy-to-use modern website. Please check it out. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so, Mark, I know you had more to say on ivermectin specifically, but I wanted to just mention, you mentioned that you had COVID, and I had COVID. We, about the same time you and I had COVID, I think you got a bit before me or whatever. But
like a day.
Yeah, if that. And so, this, you mentioned the term long COVID. I guess I don't know what that is because, well, I don't have the same sort of, we'll call it effects or lingering effects that you had, or even during it. Like, there was like a day when I felt like I was a bit loopy and like out of it and sort of, you know, living my life in the third person, you know, out of body sort of. But outside of that, you know, I got over it and it was done. What I wanted to say, we could talk about long COVID a bit more because I kind of want to know what you mean by that. But before we talk about that, I just want to say a friend of mine called me. And he knew that, you know, I had the COVID or whatever and got over it. And his mom had come down with COVID. Now, he was, he's 37 or so, so his mom's probably not 60 yet. And so, you know, he was like, hey, you know, what did you do? And, you know, how did you manage it? And, you know, did you go to the, you know, all these things? He had a bunch of questions. And one of the things I had read, like, I don't know, maybe even that day before he called, was the promising outcome of ivermectin treatments. And I said, okay, here's, you know, what I went through and my symptoms and what I did, which was really nothing. I acted like I had the flu, basically. I drank a lot of fluids. I didn't really eat much of anything. Soft foods, a lot of soup, a lot of juice, you know, a lot of water, that type of thing. And I just kind of went through the symptoms, and then I got over it. And got my appetite. I did lose the sense of taste. That was the reason that I knew I had COVID in the first place, because all of a sudden I couldn't taste anything, and I'm a foodie kind of guy, and that was really bothersome. And
before you go on, did you report to any government agencies or any medical facilities that you had COVID?
Negative.
I wonder how many people of the people who've had COVID and been counted of the millions of people who've been counted as having COVID, are those all people who've actually been counted, or are they kind of like flu cases before COVID came around, people who died of flu cases, you know? Oh, we're guesstimating by the hundreds of millions.
Well,
I don't have any idea.
And I don't think a lot of people do. One of the things that irritates me, because you hear all sorts of media talking about, you know, the COVID this and the COVID that and the new strain and the Delta COVID and the whatever, right? One of the things you'd never hear about, and the stuff I've read on it is rather telling, is about people who had it and got over it. What do you do with those people, right, as far as the government is concerned, right? You know,
right.
They're talking about these vaccine passports, or if you want to go see a concert, you know, we're not going to put on a concert unless everybody's been vaccinated, you can prove, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I had it and I got over it and I'm fine. So can I go to the concert? Right? Nobody's talking about that, so that irks me a little bit. But so to finish my
story... They're just pretending like they don't exist.
They are.
Either you've been vaccinated or you haven't been vaccinated. Either you are glowing uranium... Or you are your Mother Teresa. These are the choices.
Yeah, I've seen one, we'll call it an article, allude to, well, we recommend that even if you've had it, you get vaccinated anyway. Like, why? Why should I get vaccinated for something that I've had and gotten over?
And there's been at least some evidence that people who... still have sort of active COVID going on that get the vaccine have very negative reactions to it. And look, I'm not a doctor and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you that you should go on the internet. You should not use Google and you should search.
Right.
Try DuckDuckGo, you know, whatever. Search and see what you find because, I don't just believe these people. When they've gone on national news and they've said going outside right now is like holding a gun to your family's head, they're out of their minds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the crazy person here. I'm willing to accept the COVID numbers as they've given the COVID numbers, but you can't change things midstream, and they try to do it all the time. And that is the evidence, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody keeps on changing the way they say, say something, they're lying.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and this Delta variant thing, they aren't producing a heck of a lot of evidence that it's deadly.
Well, we did an article about it probably half a year ago now here on Free Talk Live that talked about the coming 200 different variants that they're going to unleash upon us. They already had it sort of in the – and by they, I mean, you know, the governments and the press and, you know, that type of thing. They already had it in mind that after, you know, once people got sort of tired of their narratives and,
right.
You know, all that kind of thing, that, oh, here comes the next boogeyman, and we're going to call it the Delta variant or whatever.
And I think that this is worth looking at. Look, people in the media, people who do my job, they, unlike Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live, we sell liberty.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't lie about it. We put it right in the name, and we tell you we're libertarians, okay? The rest of them call themselves journalists and sell fear.
Yes.
They don't call themselves fearnalists. They don't tell you what they do. They act as though they're unbiased reporters of news. In fact, they know that the reality is that you don't pay attention to them unless you're terrified or angry. And now that Trump's gone, and COVID's sort of going on, they don't know what to do. That in fact, viewers are plummeting, and they don't know what to do. So
more Free Talk Live is coming.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris is making voting rights her top public focus, elevating a long-shot battle as she seeks to more clearly define her role and stake out high-value territory within the Biden administration.
And guaranteeing the right to vote, ensuring every vote is counted, has always been the most patriotic thing we can do.
The assignment also presents another political challenge for Harris, as voting rights legislation currently has little hope of advancing on Capitol Hill. On Saturday, it will be 1 month since the Surfside condo collapse, and the family of Estelle Hedaya tells CNN she is the final victim that authorities have yet to find and identify. Authorities have identified 97 victims, including 96 who were recovered from the collapse site and one who died in the hospital. This is USA Radio News. The National Weather Service is expanding the emergency alerts it issues on mobile phones. Beginning August 2nd, the agency will add a destructive severe thunderstorm warning category to its alert system, similar to the ones used for tornado and flash flood warnings. Severe thunderstorms deemed destructive will activate a wireless emergency alert on smartphones, the Weather Service said on Twitter. Criteria for a destructive threat is at least 2¾-inch diameter hail and or 80-mile-per-hour thunderstorm winds. An engineer hired to help figure out why a South Florida condominium collapsed last month is warning officials that it still might not be safe enough to reopen the avenue out front.
All these old condo buildings, all of them, are facing the need for major repairs, all of them.
Structural engineer Alan Kilsheimer warned officials in a letter on Thursday that Collins Avenue could crumble. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program, and you can call in and talk about, well, anything that's on your mind. We have stuff that we bring in to talk about because we're a talk radio program. We have to talk about stuff. And we usually talk about it from the perspective of freedom. If you want to join the conversation, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me remotely, it's
me, Mark Edge.
And we have, well, let's just go right to the phones, shall we? And Mark, we can continue our conversation about...
Yeah, I've got an important point I want to get to. Yep,
yep. And I want to finish my story about my buddy whose mom had the COVID. But
okay.
At any rate, we have Andy calling from Africa. Andy, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hi everybody out there in the radio land, and thanks for having me on the show.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to chat a little bit with you about frequency weaponry. It's... Oh, it's available online. I mean, people will tell you that, especially psychiatrists, if you're hearing the kind of technology that was used in the Gulf War, well, then you must be crazy, even though the technology exists and it's been patented and used and shown to be effective for
so Andy,
on the battlefield.
Yeah, just let me stop you for a second. I just want to make sure that our listeners who've never heard this terminology before kind of have an idea of what you're talking about.
I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. So frequency weapons, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Andy, you refer to weapons that use radio waves at high powers to cause disruptions. Is that right?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't even necessarily need to be very high power. I mean, this stuff is all over the internet, and it gets almost no coverage in the media. But recently, the U.S. government has actually put out that, they've had to admit that it exists, reason being that it was used on the diplomats in Cuba. So you may have seen the news cycle coming out with the diplomats that had to leave Cuba because they were getting hit with this electromagnetic and or microwave energy, more than likely.
Can you direct me to that story?
I'll get it for you online.
Well, can you give me some idea what the headline would be or something?
So let's see. U.S. diplomat.
While he's looking that up, I know that prior to, we'll call them microwave weaponry, you know, frequency weapons, I know that the United States government experimented with high-frequency sound weaponry for crowd control. And
that much I've heard of, like, a sound-based cannon that in some cases will make people's skin uncomfortable or something like that.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, and they still use this stuff for either crowd control, or we saw it as on television as far back as like Waco, where they were using, they brought in a bunch of these bullhorn looking powered PA speakers and, you know, cranked some, you know, awful music at the Branch Davidians during the Waco incident.
So I've got from The Guardian here, Havana Syndrome, directed radio frequency, likely cause of illness, says report.
Andy?
Right. That's the that's correct, and it's on CNN as well. And I think there was more than one attack, but CNN says sonic attack suffered by U.S. diplomats likely caused by microwave energy, government study says. So this is all coming out, and apparently they did get paid out special benefits, if I'm not mistaken, to assist, and had to retire some of them because it actually disrupts and can damage the brain, apparently. And there's many people around the world reporting that they're experiencing this kind of thing in their own homes. And it's CIA agents, it's people that are politicians. And this is not just happening in the U.S., this is happening all around the world.
And, but people have been reporting things. Andy, people have been reporting things.
Hang on, Andy.
People have been reporting things like this for decades. I mean, it's kind of one of the symptoms of schizophrenia. You know, people that think that they're tuning in radio broadcasts in their teeth and that, the government's sending mind waves at them.
If only we could bribe dentists to broadcast free talk live to all their patients.
So, I mean,
well, here's the crazy thing, though. I mean, this is, these things are documented. So during the Gulf War, the U.S. used a what they called voice to skull is the nickname for it. But I mean, you can go straight into the cochlea. There's a microwave weapons expert that was working with MI5. That is, his name is Barry Trower. You can look him up on the web, and he has loads of interviews, and he explains how it goes straight into your cochlea, which is the part of the inside your close to your brain where your ear is,
mm-hmm.
Processing the signal, sending it through to your brain. It taps straight into that, so nobody else necessarily needs to hear this or is going to hear this because it's frequency directed at you, and it actually interprets that signal and transforms it into the sound inside your head.
Do you think that the governments are using these weapons, this technology, to affect more people out there than have schizophrenia? Which one's Occam's razor is what I'm asking here. So
well,
Occam's razor is a logical tool. Wait a second. I'm not done asking my question, Andy. Occam's razor is a logical tool that allows people to come as close as possible to the truth without having all the facts. And Occam's razor says that the most likely scenario is most likely the truth. And so, you know, maybe the governments are doing this to 1 out of 100 people. Maybe they're doing it. Who knows how many? You know, I have no idea what the numbers are. I'm asking you, is it the government that's doing this, or are there just a bunch of schizophrenic people?
So here's the thing. I mean, schizophrenia can obviously very well be, in many people, a very real thing. It's been documented since a really long time ago. even in ancient history, you know, thousands of years ago, people.
I wonder if they thought the birds were following them.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, these weapons are documented, right?
They are.
And, I mean, you've got scientists explaining this. And if you have a system, and it's not just, by the way, the ability to transmit messages. We're also talking about things that could do damage to people. We're talking about things that, I mean, if you use the same kinds of weapons at low frequency, right through somebody's wall that normally gets used for crowd control, you can be sitting with that behind your wall, in your house, in the privacy of your own home, and hitting somebody else that's your neighbor or whoever it might be 24/7, like 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And then if you've got the ability to know when there's somebody coming in to investigate, you can turn it off. Then you can turn it back on. These weapons are available on the Internet.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, you guys have been talking. I did a quick search, and for the past week, just the top results are WSJ.com, Wall Street Journal. What is Havana Syndrome? What we know. News.Y Combinator, how we reverse engineered the Cuban sonic weapon. Havana Syndrome-like symptoms are now gripping the U.S. I think.
What are those symptoms, Captain?
That is
because I have them here. Question. Headaches, nausea, dizziness, blurred vision, and other ailments. I could be sitting next to a finished bottle of fifth of Jack Daniels, and I could be complaining that the Cubans are after me, or I could just be drunk.
Or E, all of the above.
This is so, Andy, I appreciate you calling in and letting people know about it, but I don't know how people will ever know whether they're nuts or this is happening to them. And the problem
is
that, that nuts are less likely to believe they're nuts, and that sane people are more likely to believe they're nuts.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Andy. We appreciate you. Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, I don't put it past the government to, you know, experiment well with just about anything as far as weapons are concerned. They are a warlike people. They are part of a war machine.
I think this is the most fascinating call of the night.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a rare progressive disease and a leading genetic cause of infant death. SMA affects an estimated 1 in every 11,000 babies in the U.S. The early signs can be subtle, but the disease results in the rapid and irreversible loss of motor neurons, and in one of its most severe forms, robs babies of their ability to move, swallow, or even breathe. In 2018, SMA was added to the recommended Uniform Screening Panel, a federal list of often devastating disorders that require intervention as early as possible and have available treatment. Despite being added to this list 3 years ago, 12 states plus Washington, D.C. are still not permanently screening for this devastating disease. For parents and physicians in those states, understanding the signs of SMA, poor head control, low muscle tone, a weak cry and cough, or difficulty feeding can help ensure a prompt diagnosis and timely access to treatment and supportive care, resulting in improved outcomes. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to inquire about what you can do to ensure that babies in your state are screened for this disease, visit curesma.org/action center. That address again is curesma.org/action center. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. No, it's not welcome back, Cotter. It's welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mr. Cotter, Mr. Cotter.
Yes, Horshack.
I do.
We're aging love ourselves that show. Here. It is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering. Not a, poorly animated Welcome Back, Cotter reboot. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us here in the studio, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. It's myself, the captain, and Mark Edge joining remotely from somewhere. He's been gallivanting, so I just stopped asking him. But we were talking about... Well, we had a caller from Andy from Africa, actually, who I assume is listening to us over satellite or over the Internet, talking about these frequency-based weapons and something called Havana Syndrome. Now, Mark, you had asked during that conversation what were the symptoms. They appear to be vague. I only found one article that mentions them, in the quick search that I did. But symptoms include dizziness, headaches, and loss of hearing, and may be the result of directed energy attacks. So you're spot on with the vagary of some of this, but this article mentions some 200 Americans, this is from the dailymail.co.uk, by the way, some 200 Americans posted around the world, including a baby, I don't know how a baby reports this, but have reported symptoms of Havana Syndrome. The mysterious condition was first reported in fall of 2016 when a staffer at the U.S. Embassy in Cuba suffered headaches, hearing loss, memory issues, and other symptoms. So, Mark, maybe when you had COVID, you were also a victim of Havana Syndrome. Have you been near Cuba?
Well, you don't have to be in Cuba. Apparently, anybody can just buy this stuff off the Internet, and it's being employed by governments against U.S. Diplomats around the world. Now, it's strange that it's diplomats. I mean, it almost sounds like mass hysteria. Like, hey, there's people out there doing this stuff. And the symptoms they reported here with nausea, headaches, dizziness, these are all things that are very easy to sort of, cause people to believe that it's happening to them. I think I might be nauseous. Yes, especially if you work for the U.S. government and there's all kinds of benefits to being ill. I hear that people who feel nauseous while working for diplomatic agencies in foreign countries get paid more, and I'd like to get paid more, and I work for a diplomatic agency, perhaps I'll be nauseous.
I think
again, I don't know anything. I'm just... one should start with a stance of skepticism.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm starting on this, is I don't know what's going on. This all looks very strange to me.
I think either I misheard or you misspoke. I think you said, and also made up a new word, you said diplomagic.
No.
Diplomagic immunity, right? Isn't that closer to the truth when it comes to referring to these diplomats?
It is magic.
This report says, where is it? The suspected, no, that's not it. It talks about how many cases and where they're from and where they are. But the suspected directed energy attacks have baffled U.S. investigators who are working to determine who and what is causing them since they first began in Cuba 5 years ago. So, apparently, the United States government is, you know, thinking...
It's out of the trail, folks. We should have an answer in a century.
Yes. Thank you for summarizing that so succinctly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, not the disease. I don't know about the disease. Ridiculous is putting an agency that has been shown as to be as incompetent as it is, as the United States government has, at thing after thing after thing. You know, if you compare it to other governments, it's very competent. If you compare it to any other organizational model, it's a mess.
No, it is. It is. And we can, you know, move on from this. I think, you know, we've kicked it into the ground. But I wanted to swing back to the ivermectin thing. Now, the story that I was trying to tell was, you know, I had the COVID, you had the COVID. It was about the same time we had the COVID. You know, we were COVID bros or whatever you want to call it. Brovid. There we go. We suffered from Brovid. I'm just making up new things all day today. At any rate, a friend of mine called me, and he was like, well, my mom's come down with the COVID, and she's in the hospital right now. And I'm like, okay, so here's what I know. Here's what I went through. And I had just got done reading something about, you know, the positive-looking, you know, stuff surrounding ivermectin, that people have been using it and it seemed to have, you know, great treatment results and that kind of thing. And I said, well, you know, go ahead and look into it. Now, he did nothing of the nature, right? He heard me, and he mentioned it to his mom, and I don't know what happened after that. I didn't get to talk to his mom. What I do know is that here's a lady who's, you know, I'm going to say late 50s, early 60s. I'm just taking a guess. Dude's 37. I'm assuming his mom was 20 or so when she had him or whatever, just for quick math. guess what happened? Nothing. She went to the hospital, and they were like, okay, yep, this is what you got. You got COVID. And, you know, a week later or so, she was over it. Sound familiar?
Right. I called the hospital, actually, when I had COVID, and they really didn't have any solutions for me. You know? I didn't give them my name. So.
I had one solution while I had COVID.
One solution?
Yes, alcohol.
Alcoholic solution.
Yes, technically alcohol is a solution.
It is. I did not, but, you know, hey.
A couple of shots of Jameson while you're, you know, down with the COVID.
I'd like to say this. This is my favorite COVID website. While I just berated the government for being inefficient, the CDC excess death site is one I like to look at. And here's why. It's not because it doesn't count COVID cases.
Oh, I thought maybe it was counting the number of CDC folks who have died.
It's at CDC.com, and it's, you know, slash this, that, and the other excess deaths. This just counts deaths in America. Every week since, I believe the first week is January 2017. Yep.
Is this the one with the chart?
Yep. I sent it to you just now, and I've probably shown it to you more than once.
Yep. I've seen it, and I'm looking at it.
And I've watched the news recently, and I've heard about the Delta variant. And look, I'm not trying to tell you that you should go out French kissing sailors on the dock, okay? You know, like, all the protocols for not catching COVID wasn't fun for me, and I'm not looking to do it. But I think that the Delta variant looks remarkably to me like the news trying to scare people in order to get more views.
I feel that way about most everything that's on the news, so I don't watch it anymore.
That's the thing is that after I had this experience, and that's really what I'm trying to get to. Mm-hmm. So this graph shows that annually around winter time, people tend to die more. So that leads me to believe that some people do, in fact, die from the flu. Maybe 50 or 60,000, like they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting on the first week, the last week of March 2020 through the first week of March 2021, so just about a year, clearly something happened that caused a bunch of people to die. And, yeah, but that's, I mean, something happened. I wouldn't be able to say what or how or why. But after that, after the date there, March the 6th, yep. The week ending March the 6th, and really with looking at it, you could just say February, the week ending February 27th, so 11 months. After those 11 months, basically deaths dropped off a cliff, and they're essentially in normal ranges at this point. They're nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
And these, the chart goes all the way through July the 10th. Now, you really can't trust the first 3 weeks reported on this. So, you know, maybe we go back to June the 19th. But June the 19th could be a pretty steady number. It's not going to change too much. And so it's now July the 23rd. That's a month ago. We're not showing deaths, ladies and gentlemen, surrounding the Delta variant. I'm not saying you should go out and get it, but I'm also saying don't panic, unless you just like to panic. If you enjoy consuming the news, you enjoy being terrified, enjoy your short, fearful life, but leave me alone.
Yeah, and some people get addicted to the fear that is fed to them via their chosen communication method. Yep. I mean, television obviously is the big culprit here, but it's just a delivery method for video and audio. That's all it is. So you can get the same addiction from watching too many YouTube videos of, you know, fear and boogeyman and all that kind of stuff. And if there's one thing that we know governments are good at, open a history book, and if you don't know, it's making people afraid. Propaganda. Fear, 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 fear. So 603-283-6160 is the telephone number for Free Talk Live if you want to join us. Hour number three is next.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.